I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1997. And if you had theater tickets that evening to see Beauty and the Beast in Seattle, the show did not go on as planned. Musicians at the Fifth Avenue Theater, members of Local 76-493, had been on strike for a week. At issue was their compensation for performance. The union believed their wages were far below the industry standard for similar markets. The theater managers refused to budge. The union went out on strike, canceling 8 performances of the much-anticipated Disney Broadway musical. But this was the last night the theater stayed dark. Management brought in replacement musicians. The curtains rose with the scab musicians playing inside while the picketers marched outside. The musicians' union had a long history in Seattle. Local 76 was first formed in 1898. 60 years later, they joined the Black Musicians' Local, Local 493, integrating the union for the very first time. 18 members of the Local 76 participated in the Fifth Avenue Theater strike. 4 additional Disney musicians refused to play. Community solidarity for the strikers was strong. Each night, hundreds would join the picket line as a brass band played outside the theater. Violinist Libby Poole Presley was impressed by this show of support, saying, "I was floored. Here were hundreds of people helping us out in a stunning show of labor and community solidarity. To us striking musicians, it felt like magic to have the power of that many people behind us." The magic of solidarity helped the musicians win a contract victory and end their strike.
Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.